Hi, this is Dikrishan Ford, Asha Cox, TASHACOX, date of service 11/12/2025, date of birth 7/21/1966, date of accident 2/9/1985. The patient was a front seat passenger. When she was hit T-bone passenger side, it caused her coma for more than several months, and it impacted her memory. It caused her severe OCD, depression, paranoid, paraplegia, traumatic coma for more than 6 weeks, post-traumatic headaches, TBI, depression, anxiety, Parkinsonism with traumatic Parkinsonism, and gait disturbance with carpal tunnel syndrome, seizures, dizziness, GI issues, Crohn's disease, poor cognition, and severe spondylitis of lumbar and cervical spine, chronic pain, and severe TBI. The patient is being seen for her pain issues. She continuously reports that her pain is in the lower back, neck, mid-back, both shoulders. She has a numbness and tingling of all the fingers. Pain in both the legs is reported, including shooting pain to front and back of both legs and weakness. Overall, the pain is between 3 and 9. The patient has involvement of tibial nerve in an EMG that was done before coming to us, as well as median nerve was involved. The patient unfortunately refuses to have any injection treatment or any surgical treatment. She is seeing a neurologist, Dr. Jenkins, psychiatrist, Dr. Parks, and she is doing physical therapy at Southfield PT. Only thing she would like to have is physical therapy and nothing else. She refuses to have any injection or any surgical consult or spinal cord stimulation. Overall, her issue is that her pain is between 1 and 9, ADLs are 3. The patient reports 10% improvement. And ADL, please review the record for ADL for system review, additional issues, and substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 140 over 101, pulse 92, pulse oxygen 98. Rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visit dated 10-10-2025, dictation number 1019-006. Plan is to continue physical therapy at the patient request as follows. Two times a week for the neck and the lower back, both shoulders and knees and carpal tunnel, both SI joints. With traction and massage. Patient is off work, also replacement transportation. The patient is provided medication, which is lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. She refused to take anything else. The patient is otherwise stable. She is able to walk on a rollator walker, and until she changes her mind, we have nothing else to offer, and we'll see her in 30 days' time. Thank you. She is indeed advised about laser treatment, infrared treatment, yoga, exercises at home as well. Thank you.